Hello, my name is Bernhard Reicher from the YouTube channel Reicher and Stark. This journey gives you an opportunity to recharge your batteries and to remember the connection with qualities that nourish and support you. Close your eyes and follow my voice. Allow yourself to inhale and exhale at your own pace. Feel your chest and stomach rise and fall. Let your breath become slow and deep as your body continues to relax with the next 5 breaths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Imagine you're walking along a forest path. It's at dusk, but you can see the path clearly. The twilight immerses your surroundings in an enchanted atmosphere, a bit like in a fairy tale. Every now and then, soft, silvery tones fill the air. They seem to follow and precede you. To the left and right of you, there are rustlings and whispers in the undergrowth, and you may also see animals appearing there, or other creatures. Are they telling you something? You feel safe and at home. You know this forest. And at the same time, there is something mystical about it, something that attracts you and makes you curious. There are always new secrets to discover here. Not long before you reach a crossroads, another path leads through the forest and crosses yours. And at their intersection, you see a small elevation, an altar. You take a closer look at it. There's a burning torch. You feel that you are at a crossroads between the worlds. From here, there are 4 paths leading in each direction. They connect you with the power of the 4 elements, with earth, water, air, and fire. And then there's another connection. leading downwards. As you stand there, surrounded by the trees of the forest, you also feel your own roots reaching down into the ground, connected and intertwined with other roots, nourishing and strengthening you. You let your consciousness glide down effortlessly, deeper and deeper and deeper into the subterranean realms. Until you arrive in a cave. It's comfortably warm in here. And a dim light bathes everything in a peaceful atmosphere. Some friendly little creatures welcome you. You come at the right time, they say. We speak for life here on this planet. We feel the turmoil of the world and wish to stand by your side. Solemnly they bring forth a gemstone, a gentle glow pulsating inside of it. It breathes the calm, deep heartbeat of Mother Earth. It is beautiful and your heart is opening wide when you look at it more closely. What color is it for you? You do not need to be afraid, they explain to you. Everything goes its right way, even if it seems threatening now. You are exactly where you want it to be, even if you have briefly forgotten. And you're not alone. Even if sometimes it seems that way. We have a present for you to remember. With these words, they present you with the gem. As you take it in your hands, you feel the energy from the lower world flowing through you, life-giving, confident and fertile, swelling up and filling your body, from bottom to top, pulling you back up into the forest, and from there further up. You float higher and higher, beyond the tops of the trees, higher and higher you are drawn into the night sky above you. Into the sparkling light of the stars. It almost seems as if the gemstone in your hands comes to life. You feel your connection to the cosmos. You feel kinship from ancient times. And indeed, you find yourself amid a circle of spiritual beings. They surround you and look kindly upon you. They smile and nod at you. They are your ancestors, your spiritual companions, and other such beings who are devoted to you with all their heart. And beyond your circle, not too far away, you see other people who are also surrounded by their friends and helpers. These people are your companions on this journey. Some of them you know, and some you don't. It's good for your soul to know them near you. And those beings that form the circle around you make you understand. The events you have been working on have begun. Now there is no going back to the time before that. And that is fine. You're not doing yourself any favors by resisting it. Relax as much as possible and allow yourself to flow with the whole. Don't be scared. Here and now, you even have a wonderful opportunity to remember your intention for it all and how you can contribute to a future worth living. What values are important to you and your loved ones right now? Protection, balance, beauty, freedom, love, peace. What else? You are a voice of humanity. Tell us what's needed. We are with you. You make a conscious decision to do so. And your helpers, let all these qualities, let all their unconditional love flow into your gemstone. See how it sparkles and shines. It almost seems as if the light of the stars is pouring into it like fine threads that unite into a whole, by which you are surrounded and in which you are integrated. Clearly and unceasingly it streams down. It also embraces you and penetrates you. And you know that it's the same with your companions in their place. The visionary and delightful power of the heavenly world illuminates you through and through, and you float gently down with it. Until you see the forest beneath you again, and find yourself on the crossroads in front of your altar. Without hesitation, you place your precious stone on it. And threads of light stream out of it in all directions, to the altars of your companions, from which light also breaks forth and connects with your altar. A network is formed. Your benevolence, your open heart, your intention for a future worth living flows from your gemstone along these lines to the gems of others, and from those to yours. You see, you feel the light flowing along the network, evenly and strongly. It makes all the gems shine only brighter, creating true junctions for a new future. This bright shine becomes greater. It surrounds and fills the space around your altar. Step inside of it and include all your loved ones. Place them in your imagination with you in this place. Then think of other important people in your life. And finally of everyone in your sphere of influence. Let them all be touched by this shine. That which surrounds you and flows through you from all sides that is what it really means to be human. It doesn't have to be created. Just allowed. It means being in relationship with yourself in the forest, with your companions in the world, with the creative spirits inside and outside of you, with the above and the below. Testify to your being and your decision. May we all be well. May all be protected and happy. May all enjoy this world in love, peace, freedom, and joy. Give thanks and speak and do what feels right for you there in this place. You know, you can always come back to this place. And for now, slowly return to a state of waking consciousness. You will be able to remember everything that you have just experienced. At 10, you will be awake, relaxed and refreshed, as if awakening from a pleasant sleep. 1. Come back slowly. 2. 3. 4. 5, 6, move your toes and feet, wake up slowly. 7, move your fingers and hands. 8, stretch your shoulders, neck, and facial muscles. 9. Take a deep breath. And 10. Open your eyes. You're fully awake again.